This is Nanometrics Economic Roundup.
Welcome to Nanometrics Economic Roundup, brought to you by World.ng, of course, your one-stop shop for investment. And I remain your host, Faku Ijo Olalekan. Well, today is it's a good show, a great one. I've never opened this way feeling jittery. I don't know why I'm sounding this way, but I feel like speaking Queen's English because the way a lady is looking at me right now is quite... sorry, you're the reason I'm shaking this way, so...
You're not shaking yet.
I'm not shaking. Are you serious? I can't wait to shake, though. How you doing, Rose?
I'm fine.
The first lady of Nanometrics Economic Gang. How you doing?
Good.
It's good to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. I should be the one saying the thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Emmanuel, you're blushing.
Yes, sir. I'm even sitting beside her. So.
You're even going closer.
I mean,
I don't understand. Stay in one place.
It's not all the time we have a lady join. So.
And especially the lady now sitting beside you.
And she's looking very beautiful.
Nice one.
I will be privileged next time.
That means your seat is what? It's on that treadmill. Yeah. Okay, of course, Emmanuel has introduced himself with a lady. But I also have with me Tito. What's up? How you doing?
It's been a while, but it's good to be back.
It's good to be back.
Just like Liverpool back. We're back to... Yeah,
are you a Liverpool fan?
Yeah, definitely.
No wonder you use Liverpool as example.
Yeah, so back like a bank.
Arsenal fan? Have you managed fun?
No.
What are you?
No.
So what are you? You've taken your own break. You're a fan of money.
Yes,
Okay, when you hear money, you know who's talking already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about no other than... Don't let me say hoi money. Alfred, how you doing?
I'm good.
It's good to have you back. It's been like how many days, weeks, months?
Weeks.
So you decided to remember us today and... you now remember was the day that the government banned Okada. Anyway... let's start with why we're here. Of course, we will be discussing two topics. And the first, of course, is Nigeria. Okay, let me start with the CBN anyway. The CBN governor, that's Governor Emefiele, he said that he reacted to the devaluation call, or the devaluation of Naira call. And to him, he says that it's too early. And it's too early for probably, what do Nigerian government do call this? Analysts, they do call them roadside economists. Yes. So he says that because the Nanometrics Economic Outlook 2020, which Nanometrics held, of course, analysts, of course, predicted that he's going to devalue the Naira. But Tito, CBN governor, Emefiele replied. He said, well, roadside, he didn't say roadside anyway, but of course, indirectly. What do you think about that?
Okay, on a personal note.
Yeah.
I feel that the governor is definitely saying some things and then he's saying what's saying from his seat. Anyway, basically what I'm going to go down with is that the CBN governor is probably right to say that. That Nigeria is not going to devalue because
why?
I think if you look at what the parameters that we're using to consider the devaluation.
Okay.
We are still quite far from the parameters. He said when the foreign reserve goes below $30 billion, which we are still
$25 billion.
And 30, so we are still quite some distance away from that. And then he also said when oil prices fall below $50 per barrel, which that has not also happened. So I think it's very, very right
early.
To say that.
It's too early.
Yeah, it's definitely too early. I don't know why most analysts are jumping on the wagon of devaluation.
Be careful there. Those analysts actually came to speak for Nanometrics as well.
Yeah.
So but, they're jumping
and,
on the bandwagon.
And their fans are inside this place.
Yeah.
Right.
Before he attack you.
I just think he's right to stick to his guns and he's right to say that the Naira won't be devalued.
Okay, let's move on to which, of course, I don't want to bring Alfred in for this Naira devaluation. Yeah, we'll talk about. I'll bring you in for the the debt rise. But Tito, still with you, Nigeria's debt, of course, rose to 26.14 trillion naira. That means we are going close to 30.
Yeah.
What's up? What's the use? Why is it that our debt could just keep rising?
Honestly. Government is in an era where the government is facing a lot of revenue issues,
mm-hmm.
where they are having a lot of budget deficits.
Okay.
Like we published earlier on Nanometrics this week, we talked about them having over 1.something trillion naira deficit in 3 months. So that's a lot of that's a lot of money to
so
be,
you think
to
that
be made.
They have, there's an excuse for debt, right?
Yeah, definitely. So that's why I feel that there's an excuse for debt, right? Because if you're having that kind of deficit, you need to cover for all those things. You need to build infrastructure, with the countries currently lacking so much of it.
So what infrastructure? So I would
like the rail project that the federal government is working on, the Ibadan Lagos rail project, the other ones they're working on around the country. I think these are legitimate reasons why government should go ahead and borrow money. So
tell me, how is the road to your place? How is it like?
Fair enough. As far as I'm concerned, because I live in Ogudu, so everybody knows how good the road in Ogudu is.
He has received some money from some
Alfred, be quiet. Don't tell me you're in support of the government in this.
Of course, I'm in support.
Why?
Okay. First, our debt to GDP ratio was still in safe zone. Mm-hmm. And government borrowing is for infrastructure. You only see the good of it or the reward from it in a long-term basis.
How long?
So,
2030, where we are
talking 10 years. Not 100, it doesn't have to get to that. Okay. And
don't forget that Lagos about the expressway has been how many years?
Many years.
So you might actually get to that.
In fact, I just came from Warri today.
How was it getting to Lagos?
You know, by the time I was going to Warri last year, sometime this month, early this month, the road, you know, obviously, compared to the percentage of completion from then and now, I would say 40%.
What should you be using the road? I thought you were more than that.
I
still like the road.
Yes.
Okay.
And apart from that, the weather is still not good. So yes.
So now weather matter.
No, it's not good for plane. You can't be flying.
Just tell me you're scared. Don't tell me that.
Okay. Planes are grounded mostly in Amazon.
Okay, well that's true. You're right about that.
So I think it's safe for the federal government to still borrow.
Well, I don't think it's safe. You know, because okay. Everything I've been hearing for many years is government is borrowing this amount, borrowing that amount, and we don't really get to see what they are using the money for. Yes,
like
please,
you've spoken.
I know you've collected money from them, and you are trying to defend them, but I didn't collect any money, so let me speak.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So they borrowed so much, and our debt ratio is so high. Yeah, I'm sure you can confirm that. You know, even though the minister keeps saying Nigeria doesn't have a debt problem,
and
we have
a
revenue problem.
Even the loan we're getting, we're using.
I think the minister is definitely right to say that because we don't have a.
Are we going to wait until we get a revenue? I mean,
we have a revenue
problem.
We are
working on it.
So
how are they working on it?
It is when you,
for instance, for instance, there is a finance bill that just kickstart.
The finance
bill is going to a lot of people. A lot of people will start paying tax because your tax identification number, your tax identification number is going to be linked with your account. So if you are working, for instance, in Lagos, you're going to pay tax.
Yeah, we know that, and we don't like that.
We don't
like it.
You should be paying tax.
I know.
You have to pay your tax.
For many years, Nigeria was making a lot of money from oil, and we also borrowing at the same time.
Yes.
What did we use all the money that flew into the country? And the one we made, plus the one we borrowed, what did they use it to achieve? And now you are going to tax the people that are poor, impoverished by your corruption. You want to start taxing them?
I don't think when in the era where we had a lot of oil money flowing into the country, I don't think it was this current government that was there.
Well, it doesn't have to be the government. The question is, this government has been there for how many years now?
Mm-hmm. But these are periods where oil prices have been floating for
around
$30 per barrel.
Actually skyrocketed.
Very volatile.
Oil price.
I know. Thank you. Rose, I've seen you. You've been nodding your head. I don't know. Are we in support of Emmanuel that the debt is rising and you're not seeing the results of it? I don't know. Like, how is infrastructure, like, since you've always been hearing infrastructure?
That's the grammar now.
Nigeria road is not as bad as you think it is. There's no
point.
Have you been to Penn Cinema recently?
No.
You need to get to Penn Cinema. The rail track to Ogun State.
Yeah.
They are working on it.
The only thing we've always seen is road
now,
track.
Wait. Aside road projects,
okay.
There is one coming from Ibadan to Lagos. Yeah. Trust me, once that rail project is completed and functioning, trust me, Lagos will be decongested. Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
Yeah, true. I understand that.
You can see where our money is going to.
Yeah. But the thing is that we've not seen it. We've always heard of it.
Be patient.
We should be patient for how long?
All these things take time to kick in.
Until the project completes.
The president is out of pain. And then they will now abandon it and start another project.
Speak it! Speak it!
It's a tradition.
As long as you guys are interested.
And do you know that?
Projects like this don't just fall on the ground. Boom.
Of course, now. But do you know?
You have to give it time.
Most government projects are always scheduled for a time frame when the government that actually got the loan or the would not be in power
to implement. And then you are saying we are impatient. You know, this coronavirus that started in China. I read somewhere that they want to build a 5,000
1,000 bed hospital
within a specified number of months.
10 days.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, 10 days.
That is
it has been completed, right? That hospital is being built in Nigeria.
Let's not forget something.
Okay.
What kind of hospital was that? Was it a concrete hospital use reinforced concrete to build it?
Okay.
Like what they call it, mobile hospital. So chances are, after they've taken care of the virus, that thing is going off.
Let me give you.
So it's not.
It's not your normal concrete
I want to insert this now. I went for an event yesterday, and one of the speakers there said that when someone asked the question that, is it right to actually invest in a building that you have to take years before it's built? Like you'll be using one block per year to build the house. So someone said that the problem of delay in house construction is not about that there's no finance or something. The problem is who are you actually hiring to do it and the person who wants to do the house as well. Because when you hire good hands and when you actually want the project to be completed at a certain time, of course the project will be completed at that time. But when you want it to be completed after you've left the government, then it will be completed and it might not even be completed even after you've left the government, because when another government comes
they will consider it as being irrelevant.
Yeah.
Irrelevant, or they will feel say that they want to probe the contract first.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure any government of the day that comes into the Nigerian I would like us to notice this that capital projects take time to implement.
Not all of them.
Mostly in Nigeria.
It's always more expensive in Nigeria.
You have to go through months of planning,
inflation, cost of buying building
materials. These are all the things you have to look at when you're saying that things are expensive.
Okay. Anyway,
all those things are
about an expensive joke. Well, for me, I consider it an expensive joke to actually ban Okada from local government, 15 local government, and when I say Okada, including Gokada, Oride, and Max Henry, then Keke Napep as well. And don't let's forget that this, I think Max runs a Keke Napep operation in Lagos as well.
Yeah.
In Lagos as well. So the question now is, the government has decided to ban them, starting from February 1st.
That's tomorrow.
In this same Lagos where we all know how traffic is in Lagos State, and the government has always stated that Governor Sanwo-Olu has always stated that he's looking for ways to actually reduce the traffic. So banning Okada now, is it supposed to reduce the traffic or actually even increase it more?
Okay.
Who wants to go for it?
I think you would say something. Just don't worry. Okay. There's a statistics on ground that you need to consider in this whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, between 2016,
2019,
aside cases not known or recorded from private hospitals and maybe, the ones that did not get to the hospital.
Okay.
There were 10,000 bike and the tricycle accidents in Lagos.
Okay.
And trust me, if you probe further, it's more than that.
Okay.
That's if you go to private hospitals and the Commissioner of Transportation in Lagos State has come out to say there are cases at the general hospitals because of bike accidents, like 104,000 incidents.
Mm.
He mentioned in an interview at Channel TV, he had with Channel TV, that these are people who were involved in bike. In fact, I've seen myself last year when I had to go in for a surgery. I saw at the emergency ward people being brought in because of a bike accident, maybe losing one leg or maybe the bone. But,
So, what you're trying to tell us now is
wait,
that.
I'm coming. Relax. Okay. Let me land. Okay. So, now, with all these things together, you have to consider the fact that since it's not safe, it's better just stop it. Because in as much as you want people to go about their normal business, you want them to get to their destinations safe. But if this mode of transportation is not working, or is not safe, then you shouldn't allow it to continue.
Okay, let me just take you up on that.
I will land. Relax.
Okay. You want to let's see where it's going to.
Then secondly, the rise in crime. Bikes, tricycles are the easiest way to just get away once these guys are done.
Sure.
And also, if you get into, sometimes you get into, I know somebody who was robbed in a tricycle. They'll just let you in, then pick one other person, to put you at the middle.
But can I put that? I want to let you know. See, I want to let you know. When One Chance was on the rise in Lagos State,
they were not using tricycle.
Was it tricycle? No, answer me. Yes
No. Right. But it is easier to trap the buses.
Yeah.
It is easier to trap the buses.
Did Lagos State track it then? Did the Lagos State track it then? And did the Lagos State release statistics or say that the buses will be banned? No, the Lagos State did it.
That's actually where I wanted to take you up on that.
But they did do something about it.
Did they ban the buses?
They brought in BRT. There's always a problem.
Then
you bring a solution. And the solution is never to ban. Now, coming back to what Alfred said earlier on, bikes cause accidents. I don't disagree with that. But cars also cause accidents. Buses cause accidents.
Yeah.
Even trains can crash. Planes crash. The government has never banned cars from plying our Lagos roads because sometimes I go outside, I don't want to see cars. Yeah? Why are cars not banned on the roads? Right? I want to know why, because they also cause accidents.
And we know that when car accident or plane or train or anyone accident occur,
the fatalities are always higher. Please, I didn't interrupt you when you were talking.
Oh yeah.
Now you say that the use of Okada to commit crimes. I don't disagree with you, but cars are also used to commit crimes.
Yeah.
They kidnap people with cars.
Not Okada.
Yes, not Okada. Okay. They kidnap you. In fact, sometimes inside your own car. They come in there and drive away in your car.
We've seen even actors and actresses have been attacked in their
inside
car.
Their own cars.
Just imagine a situation where they say bikes are used to commit crime.
Mm-hmm.
When you now tell the bike people that you're stopped using your bike,
so what
the crime rate will increase.
Exactly.
If they stop using the bike, they're using. And getting their,
well, the Lagos State actually gave a solution.
They didn't say total ban. There are some roads they are restricted.
And those are the major roads where they make businesses.
Exactly.
Actually, Rose, I want to give you, maybe you are a youth right now. I want you to, would you like to be a painter? Or maybe you like to be, what else did they say, a tailor?
Yeah.
Because Lagos State, those are work that they are proud of. Yes, they said those are work.
That wants to ride bike, should ride bike.
But Lagos State says that.
Guys, I think Lagos State.
They say that is their pride. That used to be their pride, not Okada.
It's not their pride anymore.
Exactly. I think the Lagos State government has done us a favor by banning these guys. Because if you look at the rate at which, apart from all what Alfred has just laid out in terms of accidents and in terms of, do you know the nuisance this will constitute on the road when it comes to traffic?
Have you been on a bike from Okwebi to Computer Village? You see those guys?
Huh?
They are doing Mission Impossible on the road.
Like, I was working with a friend. I was working with a friend. Wait, I was working with a friend yesterday or day before yesterday, and then we're walking past this road down from our office that links to that Chicken Republic.
Yeah.
And then this guy was just trying to squeeze past myself and a car that is on the road.
Okay.
And then I was like, my next comment was like, hope this guy knows that this is not Kwebi Link Bridge, where they squeeze in between the ongoing and the oncoming cars. Those guys have no respect for traffic laws.
Car owners, do they have respect for road
rules? Yes, cars owners maintain traffic rules.
I'll tell you this question. Why do you think that my car, that time, my car, you know the meaning of that
time? I know that time of my car, yeah.
My car, you know that time.
How dare you bash my car?
How dare you bash my car? What happens when something like that happens on the road? No, answer. Because you say
they block the road.
What do they do?
As much as people that drive these cars are not all civil, but that's why we have, like we just said now, traffic agents.
Yes, traffic
agents. The last man, and this thing. Exactly, that this thing don't cause traffic.
Ask that question again. Why are they not there for the bikes? I think what is happening is that road users are there for the bikes.
They are there for the. Do you know the number of times
all these last month tried to control these bike guys?
Traffic light will just stop a coming traffic.
Uncontrollable, or they are not capable of.
No.
The case is that the bike and the keke men have refused to be law-abiding citizens.
They are just enforcing the law. There's been a law in Lagos State that, you know, prohibits bikes and tricycles from plying certain routes.
That's a very discriminatory law. So why do we have that kind of law?
We're enforcing it now. So I don't think there's anything wrong.
I think it's discriminatory. Everything is wrong with it.
The Lagos State government was aware of these bike aiding companies registering their company in Nigeria, in Lagos State, to operate in Lagos State. The Lagos State government did not take any action then. Didn't inform them that you are not allowed to operate or ply certain routes. Now, why is it that it took them years? Is it that some government is the only one that was able to, or that knew about the constitution, or that knew about the law? So tell me please, why is it that it took them this long for them to decide to ban after these companies have already wasted so much money to invest into this business in order to give us a call, at least in terms of traffic and all.
Mm-hmm. And even employ people.
Okay. And even create job employment.
Now, one point you need to remember.
Okay.
This law predates the bike hailing companies.
Okay.
So this law is already in place before they started their operations in Lagos. And mind you, ignorance of the law is not an excuse.
So ignorance of the law on the government's part, you can't just blame the private, because the government is aware, right?
Don't forget, the government is working on a framework with these bike hailing companies.
Okay.
In that they will be licensed.
Okay.
And trust me, after that framework has been worked on, there will be amendments to the bill that the bylaw, state law that
bans them from
operating in certain routes.
You are being political about my question.
That's the straightforward answer to your question.
Don't forget, they are not registered with the state government.
Yes, they are registered.
They are not.
They can operate in Ibadan.
They can decide to go operate.
Was Lagos State not aware that they were operating within Lagos State?
So are you saying that Lagos State should stifle businesses?
Are they not doing that now?
That's what they are doing right now.
No, I don't believe that's what they are doing.
Lagos State don't operate.
What are they
saying? They are saying don't operate on so road.
Okay, so
don't operate on that road.
My question is, why is it that Lagos State government didn't tell them to operate within the law in 2018? Didn't tell them to operate within the law in 2019? Why is it that it's in 2020 that Lagos State government is now saying that, there's a law that predates you guys,
like
that
I said, you have to operate? Like I said, ignorance of the law on the part of the owner of this bike hailing businesses.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse. Mm. If you don't know, it is your job to find out before you establish such businesses so that you don't contravene the law of the land. it is important you know what is obtainable in every given
place. Yeah. Sorry, before we move on to Emmanuel, I think in addition to what Alfred has just said, I think if you listen to what the commissioner said, he said that bikes and keke is not part of the master plan.
What's the master plan? Of which
they
area?
Plan exactly? For Lagos to
not
operate
it. Lagos, of
like,
which area?
So, it's Lagos in general. Like, in they general. Don't have plans for bikes and keke anywhere in Lagos. Any part
but
of Lagos.
Why?
Yes,
why? So, let me take over from there.
Lagos
sorry. We don't have time again. In mega cities. In actual mega cities. Don't we have
cities all over the world?
Don't we have bikes in those places?
Top cities all over the world
don't
we have
bikes
and keke? And
commercial bike. So wait, I want to tell you something now. So in areas that these bikes or these kicking people are not banned, so they are not part of the mega plan.
Yeah, exactly. Are they not?
Okay. In order not for them not to be unemployed.
Yeah.
That is government being compassionate.
They can still ply. Mm.
Yes.
And you are complaining about easing your movement. Mm. That's they are still doing.
That is government being considering the fact that some people have made major investment in these businesses, and they are trying to provide succor by allowing them walk on some roads.
The areas we know that are very congested in terms of traffic. Now,
yeah,
are those
places
that they actually banned them from? Apapa, Lagos Island. We know of the way Ikeja on that bridge and all that stuff is always blocked.
See, no, you're not
he's talking to me right now.
Them to operate in areas that, when we are complaining of traffic, you said Lagos State government left them to operate in areas that are prone to traffic. Now, I'm telling Emmanuel now that the areas that we actually know that are prone to traffic.
No, you're getting me wrong.
Okay.
Wait.
So, Emmanuel,
Yeah. Okay, so I want to begin. I'll come back to your question. Okay. I want to begin with the fact that the law you keep on referring to is very biased, is very discriminatory, because everybody in Nigeria does not have a car.
Okay.
There are some people that have bikes. Yeah. You know, everybody cannot afford to travel with car.
Commercial bikes.
Of course, I'm talking about we use cars for commercial travels too. You know, so some people can afford to travel with bike. Allow them to. This is Nigeria. We should have freedom of movement. Move you whatever type of vehicle you want to move with. I'm coming, please. Don't
somebody
interrupt to me.
Mainland bridge don't, bikes.
Of course, yes.
Does that even sound
but there's a reason
like
why,
safe to you?
Does traveling with a car on Todd Mainland Bridge sound safe to you? Have you seen a car have an accident on Todd Mainland Bridge before? Have you seen how people die when cars have accident on Todd Mainland Bridge? So because
imagine,
least one person or two people would die, right? If it's a bike, one or two people would die. But if it's a car, five people, 10 people or more can die at the same
time. You
don't
have statistics
about
that.
I do.
Exactly.
I have statistics.
We have the $10 bridge. Can you tell us about that? The $10 bridge,
that case is fire.
Caused by what? Was it caused by... What is the tanker? Did they ban tankers after that happened?
They produce solutions to tankers. That tankers should only move at all hours of the night.
Tankers moving at night?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Bam.
Anyway,
bam.
That is where we round it up for this video.
Still remain
Naira Metrics Economic Roundup, brought to you by, of course, world.ng, your one-stop shop for investment. And I remain your host.